Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. Some of you may recognize her name from The Voice, and some of you may recognize her from her Instagram or YouTube videos. Her name is Kelsey Wolfs. Hi Kelsey, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, so please introduce yourself and maybe talk a little bit about your Christmas EP, which is coming on Friday.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's called The Joy of Christmas, and we recorded everything live in the same room, filmed it at the same time. So it's really this like immersive experience to where you feel like you're in the room with me whenever you're listening to it, which is what I wanted, to just like have something that sounds really raw, really real. And so that comes out on Black Friday, which is like, yeah, right around the corner. Super, super excited. There's four songs on it, and everybody that was involved is amazing. So I got to get all dressed up and make some cool Christmas stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how do you like produce your songs? Like, I know like you're trying to give it like Christmas feel because it's like a Christmas EP. So how do you say like your process goes for like producing it?
So because it was, excuse me, technically like acoustic for most of it, the only plug-in we had was an electric guitar at one point, on just like one or two songs, but everything else was acoustic. So there's not any added production as far as synths or extra sounds that are put into it. So really it was more of figuring out the arrangement for the songs. So figuring out how I wanted to sound, what key it was in, what instruments I wanted on what. So some we just have piano, one we just have guitar and cajon, and one we have, gosh, a violin and a cello and the guitar and the piano. And it was really just kind of what I felt, you know? As funny as that sounds, I was like, oh, what do I think would feel best on this? What would I want to listen to? And so that's how I decided to put it all together.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting. I think when I heard what you said, like, you know, how you said kind of acoustic and you do not really have a lot of production to do with this EP, I think it's quite, you know, interesting again, because many other artists, like, you know, they have different things. Like, I mean, obviously this is a Christmas EP, so, you know, it's up to you how you want to play around with it, because it's the holiday giving season. You kind of want to give an immersive feeling to it. And like, I know, like, you also do sing pop and country. So I know, like, I guess I find it quite enchanting how like one singer can pretty much just sing whatever they want, however they want, and still sound good.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I am like very pop rock. It's my genre, but whenever it comes to Christmas music, I was like, I just want to make people feel good and not necessarily focus on making it a certain genre. I wanted it to just be happy and peaceful and really just remind people kind of what the season's all about, just kindness and joy, which is why I ended up calling it The Joy of Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's like really cool as well, because again, like The Joy of Christmas kind of sums up your whole EP and, you know, kind of talks about what you're trying to put in. And because I know like these days people are doing like, I've heard these a bunch of videos where they're doing remixes of like, you know, old Christmas songs and giving them like new lyrics. You may have heard like, you know, Kings does this she put out this new song called Not Your Baby with like she sampled I think it was The Nutcracker.
That's cool.
And so
that's very,
I think,
cool.
Yeah, and I think it's like just like the whole season and the whole idea of, you know, Christmas is pretty cool, because people are doing different things with like, you know, either creating like completely fresh songs like how you just did, or like, you know, covering Christmas covers, or doing like, you know, things like that where they're sampling songs and doing it. And I think it's just like, you know, the part of creativity, like as a singer songwriter, it's just like, it's up to you how you want to kind of portray your feelings.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. That's what music's all about. It's how you feel and how you make other people feel.
Absolutely. I think like, you know, that's actually one part of music that I really, really enjoy. Because I do, I'm a singer-songwriter, and so when I'm writing when I'm writing and singing songs, I'm always trying to like, you know, write something I want to write about, rather than like, you know, focusing on like what would this person want to hear, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think about, like, the overall aspect, and I think that's really cool because sometimes I write pop songs, rock songs. I even tried writing a few country songs, which are in the, you know, in progress. And so I think
that's,
it's
awesome.
It's all about experimentation and, you know, kind of, like, seeing what sticks, kind of, like, hitting stuff on, I know there's, like, this saying, like, trying to hit spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks, you know, kind of like that.
Exactly.
That's
awesome.
Going on, based on that, what was your most weird experience while on tour?
Wait, hold on. Will you say that one more time?
What are, like, your experiences? Like, you know, I know you were on The Voice. So how's the experience of Kelly's song in front of her?
Oh, that was terrifying. in the best way possible. Yeah, when I found out I was singing a Kelly Clarkson song for Kelly Clarkson, I was excited, but also very nervous because I knew that she doesn't, in the past, hasn't really turned around for people that sing her songs. But I was like, well, they're definitely going to air it on TV, so at least I'll get that. but it was a lot of fun. Her reaction was very encouraging and super supportive, and I loved getting to put my own spin on her current single at the time. So I was very nervous, but it was definitely worth the risk. So
yeah, I mean, I saw the episode where you were singing in it, and I was like, the expression she had was so wholesome. It was like, really, like, you could see that, you know, she was really enjoying it, like, even without her children. Yeah. Like, when she was, turning towards you, like, when I was watching the episode, I was like, wow, she really enjoys this. And she's going on, like, talking with her other judges. And I was like, I feel like you're going to get chaired. And then as soon as I thought that you got chaired, I was like, wow, I'm good at this.
honestly.
And so it's really quite amazing because, again, like, I don't think this is the only show which is, like, you know, they kind of feel iffy when you're singing the judges' song. Like, I know American Idol, if you sing Katy Perry's song or sing Luke Bryan's song, like, people are, like, often, like, you know, you have a lot of high stakes, you know, you're gonna have like either one up them or at least sound to their level, which is often hard depending on which level of music you're at. And the 100%. Other thing which I found quite interesting about what you said was being aired on television, and I think what you said is actually true, because, like, regardless of whether you would have got a Sheraton or not, the fact that you're even singing her song would mean good reaction from her as well as, like, the audience. So regardless of what the thing would have happened, you would have still been in, which is, I think, pretty cool. I think many, like, for me, I auditioned for The Voice, like, you know, pre-TV auditions, twice. I didn't make it both times, but I think the experience, like, you know, the idea of even, like, trying for it is pretty cool.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. And you should keep trying. Just keep doing it. The show's not going anywhere, so you might as well just keep doing it.
I mean, it's going on, like, this is the 24th season, I think, and it's going to be
probably
viewed for 25th and 26th.
Crazy. So, yeah. And it's in, like, a million different countries, so.
And I think now that Blake Shelton is no longer a judge, I think there's a lot of new people coming in, you know, kind of pouring in. But again, I think, like, The Voice has kind of taken a country turn where, like, you know, they have been having more country artists, especially now that this season we have Reba McEntire as one of our judges, and we don't have Jad as our mega mentor. So I think
that kind of
opens up, and I feel kind of gives an unfair advantage to Reba McEntire's team because she has country plus country, which is mega country. So I'm like,
right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they have a reason for it, but apart from that, kind of jumping back into what we were talking about, what are some of your Christmas traditions? I know, like, this episode is mainly about talking about your Christmas EP, so what are some Christmas traditions you like to, like, take part in?
Oh my word, my family and I have so many. We love Christmas a whole lot. I mean, from things that are as simple as putting up a Christmas tree to, like, listening to the California Raisins and Mariah Carey Christmas and Whitney Houston Christmas. We always have a gingerbread house competition, which is hilarious because we're all terrible at it except for my mom, and she's just really, really good at it. And so she always wins, but it's always worth it to at least try. We have Elf on the Shelf. I mean, we all, I remember growing up, my dad would, you know, like put snow on the ground, like in front of the fireplace, like Santa had been there, or, you know, we always made cookies for Santa and, like wrote little notes for the reindeer and like just all kinds of things. So it's been a really special holiday since I can remember.
That's awesome. I think, like, you know, again, as I said earlier, like Christmas is like a really special time. I think, like, you know, the whole gift giving, Santa, and like, you know, like the whole thing where, like, you know, kind of, it's kind of like Thanksgiving, I guess, in a way, because the portions of Thanksgiving in it, I guess, like, you know, the whole thanking everyone, getting gifts and doing things like that. And I think the traditions are pretty, like, insane. Like, you know, the cookie, oftentimes what would happen is I've heard people tell stories where they would, like, you know, leave food for Santa, but in the end, since they were hungry and waiting for Santa to come, they would just eat it themselves and just and I think, like, you know, it's like a sweet part about many children's memories, where, like, you know, that's like the core memories to think about when they think of Christmas, gifts and presents and milk and cookies and stuff. So my last and final question for you is, what advice would you give to aspiring singer-songwriters?
Oh my word, that's a lot. But outside of just don't quit, don't give up, it sounds so cliche, but be you. Like, unapologetically, be you. Be willing to learn from anybody and everybody that's around you. But make sure that you're true to yourself and whatever you're doing, because that's how you're able to really speak to people through your art. Like, if you're not being true to yourself and you're trying to do what other people want you to do, or trying to figure out different lanes, but it doesn't feel you, then it's gonna come across as not genuine. So I think my biggest piece of advice is to really just be yourself in your art and express that to the best of your ability and be easy to work with. Everybody likes somebody that's easy to work with. And so that could be a whole separate podcast of advice to singer-songwriters and just artists and people in entertainment. But I would say that's one of the biggest things that I've learned, is just to be uniquely me, and that if I'm not for everybody, that's okay. Not everybody's not for everybody, but I can at least be true to myself. And if people want to follow that, then they're just getting genuineness, you know?
Yeah, wow, that's like a lot. But I think, like, you know, that's true though, what you said. I think it's really important to, like, think about, like, yourself. Not like that came out wrong. Think about yourself in a way that you want to impact people. And if you're impacting people, it's all right. I mean, as long as you're enjoying what you're doing, be it, like, if you're a creative, as in like a singer-songwriter, be good at what you are, believe in yourself. And I think I've done like a few episodes actually about, like, you know, self-authenticity, what it means, and, like, you know, the whole big idea of, like, you know, being true to yourself. And I think obviously it has a lot to unpack, but I think the main essence is that, you know, kind of just like not letting people tell you or let people define what you can or cannot do. I think it's just important to just, again, as I said, just be yourself and kind of like believe in yourself as well, because until you do not believe in yourself, I don't think anyone else can believe in you.
It's so true. It's so true. So yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. I had so much fun talking to you, and I hope everyone out there listening to this episode, I hope you all enjoyed. I'll be linking Kelsey's website in the show notes. Do not forget to check out her music as well as tune in to her new EP releasing this Friday.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.